Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number today, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we love hearing from you, 844-236-6010. We're going to talk to Dr. Richard Nongard at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Nongard is a marriage and family therapist and a professional hypnotist, a clinical hypnotist. We're going to talk about hypnotism and mental health, specifically something called Ericksonian hypnotism or Ericksonian hypnosis, which Dr. Nongard is an expert in. That'll be at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 to purchase products, and also ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time fee. Excuse me, you can be in business for yourself, you can start a home-based business, you can make your own hours and help change the world at the most fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition by selling the longevity products, which really just sell themselves. As you know, if you've used the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or the Healthy Start Pack or any of the fine longevity products, there's several thousand of them. If that sounds intriguing to you, if you're the kind of person that wants to make a difference in the world while you make some money, call 866-735-2470, ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Click on the Join the Team link. 844-236-6010 is our number today. Dr. Richard Nongard, licensed marriage and family therapist and certified clinical professional hypnotist, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about hypnotism and mental health and Ericksonian hypnosis with Dr. Nongard at the bottom of the hour. And we'll get your calls, as we always do on The Bright Side, in our next segment. Okay, so I know I've been talking about phosphorus for a long time, almost done talking about it, but we're going to talk about phosphorus in relationship to calcium here in a little bit, because calcium is another one of those misunderstood elements. Everybody's on a calcium supplement. Even people who don't really use nutritional supplements will take a calcium supplement. Even physicians who don't believe in nutritional supplementation will tell their patients to take a calcium supplement. And just like with phosphorus, calcium is highly misunderstood, and phosphorus and calcium are interrelated. So we've been talking about this highly electromagnetic, biophotonic, light-emitting element, phosphorus, the light bearer. It's found in high-protein foods. Beans, eggs, organ meats, dairy products are sources of phosphorus. People are typically not going to be deficient in phosphorus. In fact,
it's usually the opposite problem. People get too much phosphorus because of all the dairy we're ingesting. As I said yesterday, there is a interesting phosphorus. Both phosphorus and calcium are kind of interesting in the sense that they have their own hormone system. They're so tightly regulated in the body, there's a hormone specifically designed to control their levels, the levels of calcium and the levels of phosphorus, and that's the parathyroid hormone, which comes from the parathyroid gland. And both phosphorus and calcium, in addition to having their own hormone system and their own glandular system, also have their own vitamin, and that's vitamin D, vitamin D's main role. Vitamin D has a lot of roles, but one of its main roles is to act as a concierge for both phosphorus and calcium, and to control the amount of these two incredibly important elements into the bloodstream through the intestine. We've said that too little phosphate, hypophosphatemia, is problematic. It's associated with poor immunity. It could be associated with viral infections. Too much phosphate can be associated with chronic illnesses, including cancer, heart disease, autoimmunity. Usually, too much phosphate, hyperphosphatemia, is associated with chronic kidney disease, which is much more common than people recognize. Phosphorus magnetically attracts to calcium. It forms calcium phosphate, and it's associated with so-called calcification. And this is where vitamin K and magnesium play an important role. Both magnesium and vitamin K act as anti-calcification substances. Magnesium can help clear out calcification, and vitamin K can help prevent the formation of calcium deposits or calcification. Vitamin K is a little bit tricky. We'll talk about vitamin K in the coming days. There's basically two forms of vitamin K, and vitamin K2 is your main anti-calcification form. And vitamin K2 comes in its own varieties. So much kind of confusing but also interesting stuff when it comes to the biochemistry of these nutrients. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about vitamin K and vitamin K and its relationship to calcium. There's a really cool book called Vitamin K2 and the Calcium Paradox if you're interested in learning more about this subject. Sometimes in serious hyperphosphatemia, too much phosphate in the blood, physicians will actually recommend chelation with magnesium carbonate. Magnesium carbonate supplements can be an effective way to improve the elimination of phosphate. Niacin, vitamin B3, can also help. Niacin and also nicotinamide reduces the absorption of phosphorus in the intestine. And keeping phosphate, and phosphate is the way phosphorus shows up in the body, one of the main ways it shows up in the body. And keeping phosphate levels just under control is important because phosphate speeds things up. Phosphate is an upper. It's a speed. Excuse me. It's found, its major dietary source is cheese and dairy. It's found in ultra-processed foods. It's used as a flavor enhancer and a water trapper. Soda pop is probably the most common place to find phosphate additives, particularly something called phosphoric acid, which is classically in colas, also in Dr. Pepper. Phosphoric acid gives a kind of slightly acidic, bright, tart, lemony taste to colas. If you ever drink your cola, your Coca-Cola, your Pepsi-Cola too fast. Pepsi-Cola actually has a little too much sugar to feel this, but Coca-Cola will give you a little kind of a bite in your throat, and that bite in your throat when you drink too much, in addition to being a result of the carbonation, is also a result of that phosphoric acid. If you're trying to keep your phosphate under control and you're a soda pop drinker, which is probably among the worst things anybody could ever ingest in terms of food, or liquid, ginger ale and 7-Up and root beer tend to have less phosphoric acid, less phosphates than colas do. They used to have this thing called phosphate sodas. If you ever seen movies from the 1950s or the 1940s, they would have a soda jerk and they would make phosphate sodas. They would add phosphoric acid to carbonated water and put a little juice in, a little flavoring in there, and you get cherry phosphate or lemon phosphate. All of this taking advantage of the bite and the tanginess that's associated with phosphoric acid. In the body, the activating properties of phosphorus are used to turn things on. The body will add a phosphorus element, an atom of phosphorus, to various molecules via a process that's called phosphorylation, and this is one of the ways that cells control their chemistry. Remember, chemistry is all about tinker toys, and by adding little pieces to tinker toy molecules, you can create various effects. One of the effects is activation, and this is how molecules get activated. A little piece will get stuck onto a tinker toy molecule, and many times that piece is a phosphorus element, and that process is known as phosphorylation, and it really plays a very important role when it comes to health as well as longevity. We'll continue our discussion on phosphorus when we come back from our break and take your phone calls as well. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bluestar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Bluestar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Bluestar.
Bluestar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Bluestar in the first aid section. Feel Bluestar work fast or your money back.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got all our lines open. 844-236-6010 is our number. Dr. Richard Nongard will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about Ericksonian hypnosis and mental health and good health in general. Dr. Nongard is a certified clinical professional hypnotist, an author of many books. I have read several of them, and a licensed marriage and family therapist. Richard Nongard at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls if we have them, this segment, 844-236-6010. Let's see, a couple more things. Let's see if I want to talk some more about phosphorus. Got a couple interesting stories. Well, I'll just say a few more things about phosphorus, then we'll get into some news stories here. So the body will do this really interesting thing when it wants to activate various molecules, and it's called phosphorylation. And this is a common process. Body has a way of activating and deactivating molecules to make sure everything is under control, everything's tightly regulated inside. When I say the body, I mean a cell. Everything's tightly regulated inside a cell. And by adding certain molecules or certain atoms to various molecules, amino acids, proteins and such, vitamins, activation will occur. When it happens with phosphorus, this activation is called phosphorylation, and it gives cells a certain degree of control over the movement of energy and over the various biochemical processes that occur inside a cell. There's hundreds of thousands, literally hundreds of thousands of biochemical processes occurring in a cell every second. Every second. Can you imagine this? You have 100 trillion cells, and every second there's hundreds of thousands of chemical reactions that are occurring in each one of them. That's just this amazing, amazing phenomenon to me. All of the things that are going on inside the body, 99.9999% of the time, 100% perfectly. Even if you're deadly ill, even if you're lying in bed dying of cancer, 99.999% of your biochemistry, the biochemical reactions inside a cell, are proceeding as they should be. So this, if you just kind of picture molecules like Tinker Toys and think of phosphorus or phosphate as a Tinker Toy piece that gets added or attached to the main Tinker Toy and turns it on, that's what phosphorylation is, this process where phosphate activates molecules. It's a major, major control step in the activation of various biochemical reactions. For example, sugar or glucose gets phosphorylated, and that traps the glucose inside the cells, which makes sugar burning and the subsequent production of energy efficient. There are diseases that affect this phosphorylation process, and if you have this disease, one in particular that's a genetic illness where phosphorylation is effective, you have a problem making energy, and these poor folks end up with shortened lives and increased risks for diseases. When proteins in the form of enzymes are phosphorylated, they get turned on. There is a phosphorylation that occurs with the B vitamins, which activates them. Phosphorylated thiamine, for example, is the active form of thiamine. When fats are phosphorylated, they become electrified, and this allows them to function in membranes. Cell membranes are electromagnetically active via this phosphorylation of the fats. It also allows them to function as a very important part of the nervous system in the brain. These phosphorylated fats are called phospholipids. We talk about them a lot. They're super, mega important for a lot of reasons. Phosphorus is water-soluble, lipids are fat-soluble, and phospholipids make ideal emulsifiers. And these phospholipids can be used in skincare products. I use them in my skincare products. They're used in drugs. They're used as part of the digestive system. Phospholipids make up a very important part of the bile system. This is why we always recommend lecithin. Lecithin, by the way, which you talk about a lot, is basically a complex of phospholipids. Got all kinds of phospholipids, and they form the lecithin complex. Lecithin is really a complex of molecules. There's not one molecule called lecithin. It's a group of phospholipids with very complicated names like phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylinositol, phosphatidylethanol, or phosphatidylethanolamine. They've got these really complicated names, but basically what they are is one piece of phosphorus connected to a long chain of fat, and they play a major, major role in the health of all biological organisms. And then there's the role that this phosphorus molecule plays in pH. We talked about pH, or we started to talk about pH a couple of, maybe a week ago or so. pH is also confusing. I like to simplify things on this program, and one of the things, one of the most important things to simplify is this idea of acid-base, pH. pH is basically an electrical phenomenon, so of course phosphorus would be involved. We don't really think, unless you really understand chemistry, biochemistry, physical chemistry, organic chemistry, the average person doesn't really relate pH to electrical energy, but indeed, acid and alkaline, or acid and base, are electrical phenomena. Low pH, low numbers, pH scale goes from 0 to 14. It's 0 to 7 is said to be acid. 7 to 14 is said to be non-acid or alkaline or basic. This 0 to 7, this low pH or acid, is like energy coming out, like a fountain of energy. High pH or alkaline, 7 to 14, is like a vacuum cleaner of energy. And as you go up the pH scale, you get more vacuuming or more sucking. And as you go down the pH scale, you get more fountaining or spewing out. Basically, the movement of electrical energy. The movement of electrical energy in electronics is called voltage. So pH is about voltage. Voltage, everybody knows, even non-scientific people understand that voltage is an electrical phenomenon. pH is about voltage. pH is about voltage going outward or voltage coming inward. Voltage is push or pull. Negative voltage is pull. Positive voltage is push. So positive voltage or push relates to acid. Negative voltage or pull relates to vacuuming or alkaline. You probably heard that you want your blood fluids to be alkaline. Why is that? Well, if your blood is alkaline, that means it's pulling things. It's like a vacuum. What's it pulling? It's going to pull energy. It's going to pull electricity. It's especially going to pull electricity from the stuff that gets in through the digestive system. It's going to pull electricity out of vitamins and minerals and proteins, amino acids. It's basically going to pull electricity out of the stuff we eat. If your blood is not sucking, if it's not vacuuming, if it's not alkaline, it can't pull as well. This is why you want your blood to have a pH that's pulling, or as we say, negative voltage or alkaline, i.e. about 7.38. You don't want it too alkaline. You want it very slightly alkaline. You want it very slightly pulling. When the blood becomes acidic, it doesn't pull as effectively, and we're not as healthy. When the body's acidic, it doesn't pull as effectively, and we're not as healthy. And keeping that pH stable is one of the main roles, if not the main role, of all the biochemical processes in the body. And it's not related as much to food as it is related to how we live our lives. When you're under a lot of stress, when you're eating a lot of sugar, when you're smoking cigarettes, when you have a sedentary lifestyle, acids are building up. When acids are building up, we don't pull energy out as effectively. So the body's always looking to keep that balance, to keep that pH just slightly alkaline, and that's where phosphorus comes in. Phosphorus in the form of phosphate is the opposite of acid. It's a vacuum. It's not a fountain. It's a vacuum. It's sucking up electrical energy. This is one of the reasons why you have it in cell membranes, because cell membranes can suck up electrical energy to fuel the cells. So phosphate is used as an alkalinizing agent. In fact, athletes will use it to neutralize the acid that can accumulate with overactivity or overexertion. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. More with Dr. Richard Nongard on the Bright Side right now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump went to the epicenter of the border crisis Wednesday and slammed President Biden's open border policy, favoring illegal immigration over the American people's safety.
People just weren't getting in unless they came in legally. And now we have an open, really dangerous border, more dangerous than it's ever been in the history of our country.
President Trump went on to say the country is sick right now. Congressman Mike Johnson with the House Judiciary Committee was a part of Trump's entourage and reported to Fox News.
Biden could have just gone to the beach and this thing would have been okay. We were close to completing these sections in these important areas, but he reversed those policies and now we're seeing the effect of it. It's devastating.
A Texas A&M study for nearly 30 years put Los Angeles as the worst traffic in the country. We have a new winner or loser in 2021. New York, Newark region now has the worst traffic in the nation. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
President Biden in Wisconsin Wednesday says it's now or never with regards to the infrastructure plan. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden is hitting the road to pitch his infrastructure plan to the American people. The president, spending time Tuesday in La Crosse, Wisconsin, suggesting there would be no coming back for seconds regarding infrastructure when it comes to basic infrastructure spending, such as roads, bridges, and public transportation. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman tells CNBC he can get behind the president's bipartisan bill so long as it stays focused on improving the economy.
My hope is that for Democrats, you know, they focus on what's good for the economy, and that raising taxes right now, particularly making our country less competitive at a time when we finally have a tax rate for not so much corporations is what I'm concerned about, but the workers, because most of the benefit of the tax cuts went to the workers based on the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office and other economic analysis. We talked about that on the show before. When you raise those taxes, particularly raising them five times higher than we cut them in 2017, it's going to really hurt our workers in terms of wages and benefits and competitiveness.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hockey Stanley Cup Finals continued Wednesday from Tampa Bay, Florida. The Montreal Canadiens are having a tough time with the Lightning, losing again 3-1. Tampa Bay now leads the best-of-seven series 2-0. Game 3 is Friday evening on NBC. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. Thank you for joining us. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got 11 years plus of archived information, all free. Great health information, all idiosyncratic and personal to me. Stuff that I've gotten, gleaned from my 35 years of pharmacy experience. It's all up at brightsideben.com. We've got a search engine. If you miss a program, want to review a subject, you can take a look at the search engine, as well as the longevity products and the longevity business opportunity up at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 if you want information or if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. And also please check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered was when you heal the skin, you beautify it. And that's why we have 2,000 plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can take a look at truthreviewed.com. truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com for our reviews, and truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. I am super stoked to speak to our guest today. Dr. Richard Nongard is a self-hypnosis expert, the author of multiple books. He's a clinical hypnotist, public speaker. I've been reading his stuff for many years. Speak Ericksonian, Viral Leadership, The Big Book of Hypnosis Scripts, The 7 Most Effective Methods of Self-Hypnosis. As it said, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. We'll talk a little bit about Ericksonian hypnosis with Dr. Richard Nongard and Ericksonian hypnosis and mental health and physical health as well. Please welcome to the bright side, Dr. Richard Nongard. Hello, Doc.
Hello, how are you, Ben, and everybody listening?
Good morning. Good to talk to you. So I'm a fan, as you know. I'm also a fan of hypnosis in general, and I've been studying hypnosis for many years. But your books are really neat because they're very easy to apply and very easy to understand. You kind of take the complexity out of hypnosis. So why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about clinical hypnosis, what that is, how people can use clinical hypnosis by going to a professional, but also how they can use hypnosis in terms of self-hypnosis and hypnotizing themselves.
Well, I'm always really excited about people seeing a professional so they can learn hypnosis correctly. And that's what I do when people come into my office. I'm really teaching them hypnosis. I don't do anything to them. I'm actually doing something with them. And I'm sharing that gift of hypnosis. You know, self-hypnosis is a fantastic strategy. My book, The 7 Most Effective Methods of Self-Hypnosis, I actually start the book with a study that I'm actually pretty excited about. And it's a study that showed that people who had migraine headaches and were taught self-hypnosis had a 63% reduction in both the frequency and the severity, and it was actually more. What was so amazing about the study as I got deeper into the study is these were kids. And they weren't high schoolers. These were kids, 6 to 12. So as I tell people, self-hypnosis is so easy, a child could do it, and the results can be amazing.
Do you think that just like self-hypnosis can be used to create changes in health and break habits and such, do you think we're all hypnotizing ourselves when we get addicted or when we're sick or when we have negative strategies and we're not resourceful? These are all we're hypnotizing ourselves negatively?
Oh, absolutely. I have a whole chapter in that devoted to dehypnosis. You know, the reality is that we don't spend 20 minutes being hypnotized or doing self-hypnosis. What we're doing is we're actually trying to figure out how to live life hypnotically. We are always in a trance 24 hours a day. Our driving trance, our learning trance, our parenting trance, our depression trance, our happiness trance, our sickness trance, our wellness trance. And so what we have the ability to do in hypnosis is learn how to utilize the resource states that are most beneficial to us.
So if we're always in trance, and I like that, I buy into that, makes sense to me. What is the opposite of trance? Or is there an opposite of trance? Or is there an alternative way to be that you're not in trance?
Well, I think that we're always going to be in a trance. What research is really focusing on is a word called absorption. And so we
say that word again, Doc.
Absorption. Absorption.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So we can either be absorbed into a resource state, or we can be absorbed into a non-resource state. In other words, we can either be aware or we can be unaware. And much of what we do, think about driving a car. You get in your car and you drive over to the radio station, or you drive over to the pharmacy, and you don't think about the stoplight or the stop sign. You just automatically stop there. You don't think about, you know, how far should I depress the gas pedal. You don't think about, you know, how should I shift or whatever. You just drive. Often you get to the destination and you think, oh, I don't even remember the drive.
Yeah.
That's because we drive a car with our subconscious mind. Bill Merrison said he would not want a New York taxi driver that was not driving in trance. In other words, our subconscious mind does most of the things for us throughout the day, and the subconscious mind is incredible. But we have to access what's resourceful with intention, and that's what good hypnosis is all about, helping a person to set intentions, to access the resource states, and tap into the wisdom of the subconscious mind.
Could you say that the difference between conscious hypnosis or unconscious hypnosis is intention?
I absolutely think so. You know, it's our subconscious mind is a vast reservoir that's always there. Think for a minute about the room where you lived when you were 6 years old. when you were in first grade.
Okay.
What was the wallpaper like? What was the decoration on the wall? What was the bedspread? What color was the paint in that room? What about the green chartreuse carpet or the carpeting you had in that room when you were six? Now, chances are pretty good. You and everybody listening, they're thinking about their room. It instantly comes to mind. But you haven't thought about that room in 20, 30, 40, 50 years, depending on how old you were. But yet it's right there at the tip of your mind. And to weaken access, depression, because it's right there at the tip of our mind. We can access health because it's right there at the tip of our mind.
Wow.
We have to do that with intention.
So any kind of unresourceful state that we're in, we can change that because it's all just kind of the mind doing it.
Yeah, people say I'm paralyzed with procrastination. Well, have you ever been productive and thorough and conscientious? The answer to that is yes. You have the ability to do both. It might have been a long time since you didn't procrastinate, but it's right there on the tip of the mind. And with hypnosis, we can become absorbed into an idea, and we can take action and move forward in a new direction.
Would you go so far as to say that there are ulterior motives for being in an unresourceful state?
Well, I think depending on the situation, sometimes we have what we call secondary gain as a result of our non-resourceful state. So the secondary gain can be anything from it feels pleasurable to be lazy. Secondary gain could be a fear. I have a fear of success, and if I have that fear of success, I won't have to experience failure after success if I'm never successful. And so what we see is we see these secondary gains. You know, fighting in a marriage is often a bottom line. As a marriage, a family therapist, that's my background. People sabotage their own relationships, and they do that sometimes for secondary gain.
Hang on to that thought, because I want to talk about this idea of secondary gain when it comes to physical health. Makes sense for emotional and mental health, but how does that play into diabetes or cancer or physical pain? All right, Dr. Richard Nongard is with us. You're listening to The Bright Side. More with Dr. Nongard right after this. Don't go away.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, "Fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs.
needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Richard Nongard. His website, subliminalscience.com. He's also got a Facebook page and numerous books. Dr. Nongard, what, 100 books or so? How many books have you written?
About 28 books, the most recent being The 7 Most Effective Methods of Self-Hypnosis.
Yeah, I would definitely want to talk to you about that here in a sec. But before we get into that, you also do this thing called medical hypnosis or medical hypnotherapy. And it makes sense to me, you know, for mental health issues, emotional health issues. But tell us about dealing with things like diabetes or physical pain or, God forbid, cancer or heart disease. How would you leverage the power of hypnosis for purely physical kinds of health challenges?
Well, the great thing is there are about 12,000 peer-reviewed studies in the journals that actually show hypnosis is not a complementary and alternative strategy. It's actually a first-line intervention with cancer patients, with people who have diabetes, with people who have burns, dermatology issues. Probably one of the most well-researched ways to use hypnosis is in chronic pain management, which can be, of course, incredibly frustrating for those who are dealing with ongoing chronic pain. And it's not that hypnosis is a replacement for other treatments. I would never, for example, advise a cancer patient, for example, well, stop all your treatment and join the hypnosis. Rather, what we see is one of my favorite journal articles is titled Chemotherapy-Induced Nausea and Vomiting and Hypnosis. And what it shows is that people who have a negative response, which many do, to the treatments that are being prescribed can mitigate some of the distressing symptoms by using hypnosis, which allows their immune system to respond better, which allows them to continue the treatments that, in this case, may be saving their life with diabetes. We can use hypnosis to change those aspects of behaviors that do contribute to either noncompliance with a treatment regime or behaviors that might enhance negative outcomes for the diabetic patient. We can also deal with anxiety. We can also deal with creating serenity, which the research shows, lowers cortisol levels by reducing stress, and helps the immune system respond more effectively, and the results are actually pretty remarkable.
So you're not saying that hypnosis can cure diabetes or reverse diabetes, but it can help the patient deal with diabetes. Is that right?
Absolutely. It can help change depression related to diabetes. It can help with compliance related to treatment protocols. It can help with blood pressure. It can help with physical responses. Sometimes there are amazing results. One of my best friends is an anesthesiologist, and Well, we were talking about surgical outcomes not too long ago in a conversation at dinner, and we were talking about end-of-life patients, and he said, you know, he said, I can't tell you who's going to live or who's going to die, but what I can tell you is those who have the healthiest mindset are the ones who always do the best.
That makes perfect sense.
Helps,
with the mindset.
Yeah, we can't separate mind and body, you know, in our Western thought. If I said, draw a picture of a mind, Brett, man, you would draw a brain. But the reality is, mind is in every cell of the body.
Mm-hmm. I totally buy into that. So you have a book called Medical Meditation, and that really strikes me as being very interesting. Can you talk to us a little bit about that book? I think that's a book I want to get.
Sure, I wrote that book in 2010. I actually wrote that book. It's interesting. I had a couple of orthopedic surgeries. And orthopedic surgeries, for anybody who's had them, are pretty uncomfortable because I had foot surgery and your foot is furthest from your heart, so it takes the longest to heal. And the doctors gave me a bunch of negative hypnotic suggestions. Oh, you're going to have a lot of pain. Oh, this is going to be miserable. Oh, this is going to take you know a year to have the fusion take place to feel better and all this stuff. And the research actually shows that meditation is a form of, I mean, the two words are interchangeable in my opinion.
Meditation and hypnosis? I'm sorry. You think they're the same thing?
Hypnosis, sure.
Exactly. Okay, gotcha.
Two heads of a double-sided coin.
Gotcha. Okay.
And those who learn medical meditation, the research is real clear. We have predictable results. The results, according to the research, hundreds of studies, University of Wisconsin School of Nursing, elsewhere, University of Massachusetts Mindfulness Center with John Kabat-Zinn, people who practice meditation techniques decrease complications, they recover faster, and they use both in surgery and post surgery, lower results of medications, reduced rate of addiction and risk post surgery. So these are some pretty amazing results. I was interested in that myself, and so I applied the techniques to my own experiences. And as I was healing, and wearing my boot and being no weight bearing for the 12 weeks the doctor recommended, I was writing that book. What's amazing, it was about 6 or 8 weeks after the surgery. And I had one part of the surgery was a fusion, and a doctor came in and he had taken an X-ray before and put it up on the screen, and he said, "See that?" I said, "Well, it's my foot." And he said, "Wait, you see that right there?" And I said, "No." He said, "That's the issue." I said, "What do you mean that's the issue?" He said, "Well, that's where your fusion is. That's not supposed to be here 6 weeks later." And,
wow.
I said, that surgery, by the way, I only teach people what I actually do in my own life. It was about a week after surgery for my first visit, and the nurse came in and said, "Do you need me to call in a refill for your prescription?" And I said, "Well, actually, you can't call in a refill." She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, I would have had to fill the prescription in order to get a refill, and I never filled the painkiller prescription."
You never took pain pills.
No. And I've been sober for 32 years, so unless I have no issue with people who use medication the way medication was intended. But if we have an ability to avoid it, we should avoid it.
Right. I totally agree.
It keeps your stool happier. It helps you to, have a greater energy. It helps you to heal faster. So I chose simply to use meditation in those techniques. She looked at me like she was crazy, like I was crazy, and said, "Well, Doc, I'll be with you in a minute." But it's not just my experience. The research shows that people who learn medical meditation, self-hypnosis, either before or after surgery, and use those principles, can have astounding post-surgical results that promote health and wellness rather than continued sickness.
Is the book scripts, or is it explanations, or is it both, or... Does it teach you how to do it?
Well, the script books that I wrote are largely books for other professional hypnotists so that they can learn metaphors, processes, and ideas that a hypnotist might use. So a script book is largely used by professionals in sharing information with their clients. One of my favorite stories actually comes from Milton Erickson. How do we use the patient's experience in recovery? And often, especially in psychiatry, there's confront the delusion, right? And Erickson, one of those patients at the Worcester State Hospital, was delusional, proclaimed he was Jesus. Milton Erickson's response was, "So I understand you have experience as a carpenter." So rather than confronting the delusion, he came alongside of him and tapped into that experience, where the patient then, of course, responded affirmatively and was engaged in a project building bookcases and other activities there for the other patients, and ended up thriving in that setting. So when we can...
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, just what we can you learn to use as a professional, the client's experience is what we have the resources within us to live a healthy life. We have the resources within us to have good skin. We have the resources within us to decrease the likelihood of an amputation if you have a diabetes diagnosis. We have the ability, even though chemotherapy or other treatment may be difficult, to go through the process in a healthy way. And self-hypnosis, meditation, and working with a professional hypnotist are all ways to enhance the likelihood of success.
Is that what Ericksonian hypnosis is? Is using the patient's beliefs or ideas to hypnotize them?
Sure. You know, Milton Erickson in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, very early, I think he passed away in 1980 or 1981, maybe 1983. But he spent his whole life as a medical hypnotist, working with individuals who had medical diagnosis. He's sort of the father of modern medical hypnotherapy. And he had an incredible spirit and idea, and that was that we have the resources within us. We need to elicit within the client the strengths and the resource states that they're probably not tapping into. You know,
I
mean, a depressed client, I ask, you know, go home, bring me a picture back of when you were happy. And they have the capacity to be, if they have the capacity then, we can elicit that capacity now.
That is a powerful message, Dr. Nongar. Is subliminalscience.com, that's your best website?
Yep, subliminalscience.com is the easiest way to find me, or just searching my name on Amazon.
Great. Dr. Richard Nongard, N-O-N-G-A-R-D. Thanks, Doc. Thanks for being on the bright side. Talk to you soon, man.
I appreciate it, Ben. Enjoy.
Take care. Have a beautiful day. Dr. Richard Nongard, his website, Subliminal Science. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to the bright side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.